Welcome into Spiritual Mixtape. I'm Daisy Mack, and today I'm talking to you about what's happening in the mixtape. This has been a long time coming, and I'm actually so stoked it's here. I mean, I'm always telling you that I'm excited about stuff. I'm always telling you that I'm excited that you're here, which I am. Thank you for being here. I'm always telling you that it's amazing to do a meditation and a breathwork with you. And I think actually this is a great place to start on the whole vibe of this all. I am excited every day to share what I do with you out there. And what's amazing to me with this podcast is there will be people listening to this that I have never met in real life, that have actually never taken a lesson with me, or, you know, come into the studio in LA and may have found me on social media or found me through the podcast and we've never actually interacted. But I feel like I know each and every one of you. And isn't that amazing? And that is why I'm doing a certification for Spiritual Mixtape, because teaching breathwork has unlocked my ability to live the life I want to live, to talk to who I want to talk to be part of something bigger than me. And every day I get to be excited. I get to record a podcast and make a living from doing something that is so meaningful to me. Now, that doesn't mean if you're out there doing, you know, making a living, doing something that doesn't feel meaningful to you, that your life doesn't have meaning. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that the road that I've walked across or walked along, not just walked across, I just walked across the road and just stood on the other side. The road that I'm walking means that I need to teach breathwork. I can't tell you how much that is important to me. If my life was just teaching breathwork, oh my God, it would be so much easier. I can't tell you how much of a challenge running a business is. And I must love breathwork and what it does for people to stay in it. The first time I met my podcast team, I said to them, this is a calling, because if I wanted an easy life, I would go back to the music industry. And I remember them being like a little bit surprised by it. But I also think it's half the reason why they took the podcast on, because life would be easier back in the music industry. I'd have a 401k. I'd have people doing stuff for me. I could hide behind my ego. I could hide behind my artists. I have none of that. I have to be both vulnerable and fearless in this job of teaching breathwork, which is something that on the whole should feel soft around the edges. But I can't tell you how much richer my life is because I move through all these different energies. Every day I navigate all these different energies. Or, you know, you spend 3 hours making a social media clip and then then it gets no likes. Or you think a podcast episode is going to really connect and it doesn't. But that is just life. And those things definitely happened when I was in the music industry too. And when I was in the fashion industry, oh my God, it happened all the time in fashion. These, you know, these amazing artists, these people that run these fashion brands, they would put together this amazing collection and it wouldn't connect. Obviously, it's different when you, like when I was working with luxury brands, because they have huge marketing and sales teams. Like they weren't always making for the artistry of it. They were making to sell. And I think, like, again, you feel that in this business as well. What you're doing for the fact of following intuition and knowing what your clients and your community want, and then also knowing this isn't going to sit very well on the marketing. Which does bring me to my first point about the certification. I think certifications are a whole ton of BS. I have an amazing copywriter, Ewan, who I don't get to use on everything, but I did get to use with the certification because I needed help. And when he sent me the first copy back of the information pages, he put like bullshit in there. He's like, all marketing is bullshit. And I completely feel this. I feel it from a place of being completely tired and fatigued by certifications. Like, do you need another one? Like, what's this going to do? And I've designed mine, it's not mine, it's Spiritual Mixtapes. I've designed this Spiritual Mixtape one to be the antidote. I said on a morning meditation last week that I really love this saying, may the bridges you burn light your way. I've always loved that saying, because when you have an opinion and you don't care to be political, you tend to burn bridges. And it always gave me hope that the bridges I was burning on my life when I was crossing roads or walking roads, who knows what I was up to, I would always be like, oh, well, at least they've lit my path and I can see where I'm going, even if I know I can't go back. I said on a morning meditation, I love that phrase because it's punk, isn't it? It's like completely anti what you should be doing. Like, I wrote a whole energy update yesterday about authenticity over strategy. The energy of people who are strategic is just, it's smelly energy. It is like not the vibe anymore. And for those people where it's still the vibe, and look, hey, they're still the people running the countries. Sorry, but it's true. Like, for those people, it's just, I don't want anything to do with that. So this certification that I've made isn't about like loads of tiny bridges and ways in which I can climb all over you and ways in which I'm taking your money and ways in which you are part of a funnel. And hey, funnels and all that stuff is 100% part of running a business. But I never want to lose sight of who the community is and who I'm serving and who this product is serving. I have just found, and I've done, I don't know, in the last 10 years, maybe a bit less. So since 2016-ish, I've done so many certifications, every kind of meditation training, every kind of yoga training, every kind of sound training. Oh my gosh, so much on like quantum physics and hypnosis and breath work, of course. I'm not going to actually name his name, but I did that big health coaching course that everybody's done. And actually, props to that course, it's really good. So in that case, I'll say I did IIN and it's actually really served me well over the years. When I came out of it, I knew I wasn't going to be a health coach. So actually that certification felt very expensive and like, what am I going to do with it? But there were transferable skills and that's great. And then there were trainings where I didn't get a ton out of it, but I made lots of friends, lots of connections, and that's important. But with this certification that I'm making, the first Spiritual Mixtape one, what you're going to get and what is so important to me is you're going to get each other. So the most amazing part of the certification, as far as I'm concerned, is that the person who goes through, or the people that go through both the levels, which I'll tell you about in a second, let's just talk about the fun stuff. They all vote, all of the cohort vote for who gets to teach breathwork on the podcast. I'll obviously help the person record it, get it ready, make sure that it's like up to a standard that's going to get them business afterwards, and that it's a really great, like a flagship for them. But that's voted for by each other. I won't have anything to do with that apart from the practicalities of it, to, you know, doing the interview and helping them record it and putting it on the podcast. But the actual group will vote on it. And that's why it's like, come in, start bedding in, getting to know each other, being a community with each other, hosting breathwork parties together, be in business with one, like lift each other up on social media. I can't tell you how much easier life is when you have 10 friends that will all comment on your socials and like from a genuine place of like, oh yeah, I love what you're doing, before you get to having your, you know, your real, I don't want to call them fans, but your real supporters. I still rely on the people that love me and love what I do and care about what I do to get that algorithm working for me. It's really hard to do it otherwise. So yeah, all certifications, all marketing is kind of BS. And that's why I have created a spiritual mixtape, breathwork and sound certification, coming at you March 2026. Two weekends and a whole bunch of pre-training before and after. So the idea is that one's a 30-hour training, one's a 25. Get 55 hours all in all. And my mouse isn't working. Can you trust me with the certification with my mouse? There we go. It likes to be economical and go to sleep, you know, those sorts of vibes. I had a call with a team member before this and I was like, yes, certifications are BS or whatever I was saying. And I've been saying it on my social media for the last couple of weeks, but she was just like, well, that means that your person's probably taken more than one certification. It's like, oh, damn. I hadn't even thought about that. They have, because they've been on a similar path to me. And I just want all those people out there feeling frustrated. And you know what? If you come in and this is your first course, we're setting the bar high. And I can say that with complete conviction, because I can't tell you how much life in the last few years has scared me. Not going back to the safe industry. I mean, there's nothing safe about the music industry. God bless my friends in there, but it is a tough, cutthroat entertainment industry. I'm not obsessed with Justin Bieber, but I have listened to the new album, and I don't think I've ever listened to a Justin Bieber album before. But his arc, his story, in the last 4 years of separating from his manager, getting married, all of his woes, is just so interesting to then hear what the album is that he makes without the structure and the support. And there's definitely less hits on it. But I think if you're a super fan, it's really interesting. And hey, I'm not. And that's the first time I've listened to it. And I listened to it from start to finish. I have a different appreciation for him. I think it's amazing, brave, bold choices. And I think that that is the time that we're living in, which is why I'm making what feels like to me a brave and bold choice to put a certification out, because there are tons out there. So why is this one like different? Well, I care. I care to make you the best teacher I can possibly get you to. And since I make a living doing what I'm doing, I think I'm kind of good at it. And like I said to you, there are so many things I'm not good at. Like, I'm not good at losing weight. God, it's a journey. Talked about it in the last podcast with Laura. I've tried the injections. They're not working. And I'll be honest with you, I've put on 10 pounds this month. It's like a never-ending journey with me, with my weight. And there's obviously like health stuff underneath of that. And it's a different podcast episode, isn't it? But just to share with you, there are things that I struggle with in life. I'm not just like out here winning and being like, you know, oh my God, I have the perfect body and the perfect career and I drive the best car and all these things. It's like, well, I wouldn't call myself a mess. I'm definitely out there navigating it, but I know that I'm good at this. And even though I've not taught this certification before, and there's definitely going to be learning curves and bumps in the road, as there always is with new amazing things, don't just pop up overnight. They take reevaluation, skill. You have to keep going. I know that I will never rinse and repeat this. This will be something that is like, cohort one did this, cohort two does that, cohort three does that. And it will keep evolving, because here's the other thing now. You didn't really ask for this, but all good ideas have a consciousness. Who's read Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic? All good ideas have a consciousness. And a long time ago, when Spiritual Mixtape was being born, I met Spiritual Mixtape's consciousness. I know that this sounds weird, but for those who read energy, they'll get it. The energy of, she has a name, she's called Greta, came in and was like, here I am, ready to be Spiritual Mixtape with you. Are you making a commitment, a contract with me to bring this to life? And I was like, yeah. And I actually reaffirmed the contract a few weeks ago, because I was like, I feel like I haven't quite committed fully to this. I've been quietly, perhaps standing on the side of the road, actually, waiting to see what it was going to give me before I gave it. And the moment I changed that, the moment I was like, okay, I'm all in, the certification came through. What I was also really surprised about is how many people have booked in, because we're in a pre-launch. We launch in September. The certification happens over the March equinox. So that's the 20th and 20th of March. And then the level two follows the week after. And one post in the community, one post on my socials, haven't done a newsletter. And I have like 10 sales, like calls. I call them sales calls. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? But it technically is what they are. But there's an opportunity to come and talk to me. And I've also watched trainings where people like call it this. I had an amazing person I worked with, Gabby, who got me to call them vibe checks. And that's what I do, give a vibe check. So they're kind of like the certification vibe checks. And yeah, 10 people curious, want to know more, tell me everything. So I know that people are right there alongside with me. And half of these people have been ready to add it to their practice, telling me how they can add it to their existing business. And then the other half are like, I just want to train with you. I've always wanted to understand what's happening when we're in the practice, why it feels the way it feels when I'm doing breath work with you, but then it doesn't feel like that with someone else. And for me, everything that I do with Spiritual Mixtape is simple, and it's based on science, and it's based on how I felt healing from PTSD. So everything is trauma-informed, everything is gentle. And when I teach in like wider groups, in-person groups in LA, I always say this, this isn't meant to get you that very, very big release. Like, you're not meant to be weeping on the floor in a session with me, but it can happen. I find that, here is another reason, another thing that I think is BS, beyond the fact that I think that certifications treat everybody like numbers and a client journey, a moment in a funnel in which you're going to upsell them something else, or they've reached the top tier and then you're going to try and keep them in. So I just don't think about things like that. It may mean that my business never scales, but I bet you it does anyway, because it's got integrity. But the other thing that I've not loved about breathwork teachers is the, I'm getting like a frog in my throat because I'm nervous about saying this stuff. Because I try to avoid the confrontation, but I'm going to say it anyway, because why not? You people are friends. I don't love how other facilitators use trauma in particular to get a big reaction out of you, especially in group. I think the ethics of it is gross. I think it's really unfair to take all the toys out the bag and not put them back. If you are not going to be with that person ever again, potentially, why take them through an inner child healing at a conference or whatever? Why do that? Like, just my method works so well that I don't need to use shanky tricks to get the same engagement. It is the idea of working from fear or working from love. Now, I'm not saying that you don't need to go through inner child work or meet your traumas. I'm just saying that on your first breath work, I don't need to get you hooked by using your pain. I can get you hooked by just being able to hold space that makes you feel safe. And perhaps you haven't felt that way for such a long time. That's enough to get you coming back through the door. I've heard facilitators in training say things like, I want to crack people open. Yeah, maybe in a private, if that's what you've both agreed to. You'd hope if someone's paying you significant money that you are going to give them a breakthrough. But I don't want to crack people open the first time I meet them and we're at their office and I'm doing a corporate. No, inappropriate. So a big part of like the certification is the ethics behind it all and being really, really clear about that and giving people enough confidence and enough skills that they don't need to go for old school marketing in their breath work, play to the pain points. That will get you the quickest sale. You are not a sale to me, my friends. And everyone that I train will not feel like that. Imagine if not just me, but other facilitators started teaching their certifications to get everybody moving from a place of love, respect, authenticity, as opposed to here are the ways in which I can scare your people and then they will buy from you. There's enough scary stuff out there. Should we talk about the scary stuff? Let's talk about how messed up the world is right now. That is a reason for people to come in, regulate their nervous system, have tools. That's enough. You don't need to scare them about everything else. Just knowing what's happening in the world right now, knowing that we need community, knowing that we have to, even in the scariest moment, we have to shift from fear to love, that's enough. That is enough. On the call before this that I was telling you about, Ashley said to me, we're moving from, let's see if I actually wrote this down. The thing that I wrote down is strategic bravery. Now, I also said to you that I wrote this piece yesterday about authenticity over strategy. And I think that if you were going to have a strategy, because it's nice to have one, strategic bravery is the way forward. And I definitely feel that this certification that I haven't told you about, I've just told you about all the ways in which I feel about it, what I'm trying to address in the market, the nuts and bolts of it I haven't told you about because this isn't a sales thing. This isn't an infomercial. This is just me sharing what's happening at Spiritual Mixtape and why. If you want to talk to me about the nuts and bolts of the certification, about how you can use breathwork and sound healing, either in your business or to deepen your practice so you can weather what's coming, book in a call. All the details will be in the show notes. And that's the time, really, I think, for me to talk to you about all of this, all of the details of it. But for everything else, strategic bravery. The more I write about the certification, the more I know it's needed in the world. And therefore, the people who are meant to do it will come. And in turn, my business will keep going. And I'm getting really good at feeling comfortable and knowing I'm not for everyone. As a recovering people pleaser, I can't tell you how liberating that is. It's still quite scary. But the more I step into it, the more I feel like a leader, And again, I always think about the person I'm triggering because they have a way of finding me. And if that triggered you, me calling myself a leader, me making a certification that's bucking the norm, then you probably are ready to start your own certification. There's something you're seeing in me that needs to be answered in you. That doesn't necessarily mean you come in and do my training. Maybe you're ready to do your own. So strategic bravery, that's what I'm hoping this certification answers. Now, in a world that is very, very messy, where we're unsure of where we're going, picking where you put your focus, not just this idea of fear and love, but picking where you put your focus, who you put your focus on, it's going to become more important. So even if you're not doing the certification, but you've enjoyed listening to me talk about what it means to me, you're in the right place. I'm skeptical too. There are people I've never shopped with, but I listen to their podcast. But here is the thing that I'm going to end on because it's coming through very clearly and it's got nothing to do with the certification. I went for a very lovely brunch with my friend yesterday and she had a tattoo on her wrist that I've never seen before. We've been friends for a few years and we're like good friends, close friends. You know, we've hung out on beaches together. We've gone to classes together. We've had numerous meals together, caught up with each other. And I've never noticed this tattoo. And it's very, it's not huge, but it's not small either. You would notice it if someone's wearing a t-shirt. And what's funny about that whole story is 2 days before my Sean, my producer for the podcast, sent me a video being like, there are weird things happening in the world and weird good as opposed to weird bad. And are you noticing it? And I just looked at my friend and I was like, it's you. You're my friend. You've always been my friend, but I am meeting you at a different timeline. And I hope that I get to stay friends with this version of you. And I hope that it means that there's a version of me that is up level, because I knew that the version of her that has this tattoo on her arm is the up level. She's the person who is strategically brave, like thinking and listening to what she's about to achieve over the next year. I'm like, damn, that's so incredible. And me being with you right now means that I've up leveled to this. Not only that you're up leveled and that you're going on this big adventure, but I've up leveled too. And I think that's part of why the certification's here and why it's meaningful to me. So even if you're not going to book in a call, this isn't the thing for you. You're just like listening to me while you're on a walk. What are you choosing to be strategically brave about? What are you choosing to be strategically brave about? Drop it in the comments. Oh, we don't have comments. Drop it in the... What do we have? We have reviews. Drop it in the review. DM me if you're in the community. If you're not in the community, join the community right now and tell me what you're being strategically brave about. And if you want to email me as well, you can do that. hello@spiritualmixtape.com. I'm going to leave it there. Beautiful. 30 minutes. And I've got to go anyway because I've got another call for the certification. I love you guys. You're incredible. Thank you for listening to 30 minutes of me talking about certifications. You're the best.